back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful Wednesday. All calls on Press Row come via the Hardee's hotline at 648-1051. Hardee's, the home of charbroiled thick burgers and made-from-scratch biscuits. Check out your local Hardee's today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone, Chattanooga's championship combination. And joining us on the Hardee's hotline now is Tom Gimble, the rhythm guitarist and backup vocalist for Foreigner. Foreigner will be coming to the Tivoli on March 1st at 8 p.m. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Just doing fine, thanks.
All right.
Ready to rock.
Outstanding. I know we appreciate you joining a sports show. I've got to ask first off, you know, when you think about a NFL football player, you got the highs of doing what you love, making a lot of money. You got the lows of the injuries can come with it. What would you say is the best part and worst part of your profession?
The best part is connecting with the audience. When we perform, the audience joins in, they sing along, they clap, they dance, they yell. And we high-five and shake hands at the end. That's really very uplifting. So I would say that's the highest part, not to mention the fact that we're playing this wonderful music, and that's the catalyst of that connection. So those two elements combine to make the high point. And as far as a low point, I'm not sure I can think of one, except for when the alarm clock goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning because you have a 6 o'clock TV show to do. That's the only downside. Sometimes I wish the alarm clock would go off a little bit later.
You've been with Foreigner for more than 20 years. You were with Aerosmith before that. I mean, two very prominent groups for the past quarter century. I was just kind of curious, when you play songs over and over again, is there a Foreigner song that you love playing? And is there a Foreigner song that after all these years you're tired of playing?
I would say I really do enjoy playing every single one of them, especially on this acoustic show. If anyone doesn't know, it's like the vocals, the guitars, the lyrics, the singing, those are all the main points. And this music is so well constructed, so beautifully written, that each song is genuinely a joy to play, especially since we have this incredible band with all these marvelous singers. You know, when you're harmonizing like that, singing together with other people, it's a treat. So, yeah, I do look forward to each one of the songs, and there's not a single one that I would prefer to skip over. So that's a wonderful situation when you like every single song that much.
You're listening to Tom Gimble, the rhythm guitarist for Foreigner. Foreigner will be at the Tivoli here on March 1st at 8 p.m. You're listening to him here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Tom, thanks again so much. I got to say, thanks, my first concert ever, you weren't with them then, but it was Foreigner in the early to mid-80s in Atlanta at the Omni back before they blew that place up. So y'all as a group have a special place in my memory.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
I have a ton of questions for you. The first one is, are you more nervous on stage, or were you more nervous trying to act in Wayne's World 2? And I thought you got hosed not getting an Oscar nomination for your turn in that one.
I don't think I remember being nervous. I can't really remember the last time I was nervous. It might have been at an audition or something, you know, like when I tried out for Aerosmith or when I tried out for Foreigner. You might get a little nervous at that point. But as far as performing, I just don't remember having butterflies in my stomach. There might have been one night we played on TV with Foreigner, and it was at New Year's Eve. And the guy said, we want to cut the camera to you on the saxophone right at New Year's, right at 12 o'clock. We want you to hit that high note in Urgent on the saxophone. And I said, sure, no problem. And they said, there'll probably be about 25 to 50 million people watching.
Wow.
And I was like, I've done hundreds of thousands. We played in Woodstock, too. There was, I can't remember, 200, 400,000 people, something like that. But I've never really heard about those millions.
Right.
So that was probably the last time I can remember having a couple of butterflies. I remember grabbing my saxophone and practicing and warming up a little bit, just a little bit extra so I'd be ready. So there was just a tiny bit of a butterfly there, or maybe the first night when you play with a new band, something like that. And aside from that, it's just been pure bliss. I really enjoy performing and having this music. It's marvelous.
Your favorite city to go to, and which city's got the best groupies?
Probably Chattanooga.
Nice. Nice.
If one, you know, where have I met the sweetest, most wonderful woman? Probably Chattanooga. Yeah, I would say.
There you go. And he's going to run for office. Look out, Jim Coventry. He's going to be county mayor before he leaves.
You're listening to Tom Gimbel with Foreigner. Foreigner will be here at the Tivoli March 1st at 8 p.m. You're listening to him here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Tom, if you could, talk about your time with Aerosmith. I mean, 89 to 95. I mean, that was right when Pump came out, Love in an Elevator, Janie's Got a Gun, Get a Grip comes out a few years later, Living on the Edge. What was your time with Aerosmith like?
It was just incredible. They were in such good form. They were really, really clean and sober and just going to the gym. We used to lift weights all the time. Those were the days when fitness was like top priority. What are you going to do? Going to the gym. You know, it was like so much fun. Lots of carrot juice and wheatgrass juice in the dressing room. I remember we were playing, I think it was either the Grammy Awards show in New York or the MTV Awards show in New York, and Diana Ross came into the dressing room, and we had all this carrot juice and wheatgrass juice. Celery sticks, and she just came in and looked around and said, "Got anything stronger?" I said, "Not really." She goes, "Well, nice meeting you." I turned around and left.
All right, you are a Boston guy, so I mean, who's your favorite team? Are you a Celtics guy, Red Sox guy, Patriots, Bruins?
Love the Patriots. Yeah, I love the Patriots, and I love the Celtics. We used to go down and watch the games when it was Larry Bird and Kevin McHale. The list goes on. That was an exciting time. And the Boston Garden, marvelous place to see a show. And we did, I think, three or four nights there with Aerosmith right around New Year's, probably 1994, right? Ringing in the year of 1994. So that was so cool to play inside the Garden with all those banners hanging up in the rafters there of all their championships. I'm a big fan of the Garden. Love the Celtics. Love the Patriots. But you know, I like whatever team is playing. I'll probably root for the underdog. I just like to see a close game. I really don't care who wins. I just want it to be close and exciting.
You didn't divulge a whole bunch with your carrot juice and celery stick story. In the earlier days, who was the hardest partying guy you were around?
Oh, my goodness. In the early days? probably people that no one has ever heard of, you know. I used to party with my buddies, and we would do some pretty wild things, but that was just Boston. You know, there was a really cool scene in the early 80s in Boston, and bands could play their own music and get hired to play in clubs, and people would come to see them. You could build a following for your own music. So those were my heaviest partying days. By the time I started working with Aerosmith and Foreigner, partying has become less of a priority. You know, you're more interested in fitness and longevity and musicality. I'm always practicing my saxophone and trying to make it better, get a new mouthpiece, new reed, new sax, new mic. It's endless. And then same thing with guitar. You can just go and go and go. So it's nice to have these avenues available that are healthy and constructive. And sure, when you're in your 20s, you go out and have your share of fun. And I just had my fair share. That's the way I look at it.
All right, Tom, when we have guests like you, we like to close with a rapid fire, just first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Sure.
All right. What is your favorite? You got to pick one now. What is your favorite Foreigner classic song?
That Was Yesterday.
Okay.
If I gave you one word to describe Steven Tyler, what would it be?
Insane.
Favorite Boston sports figure?
Larry Bird.
Doing our research, it said you like to play a lot of golf. What's the best golf course you've ever played?
The Belfry in England.
Cool.
All right, who partied back in the day more than people would think?
Ooh, good question. Oh, golly. I don't know how to answer that without getting in trouble. There's no way.
But you're coming to your favorite town. You're coming to your most beloved town, so it really doesn't matter. You've got a receptive audience.
All right. Lou Graham.
Excellent. You have been blessed to have almost a 30-year career in rock and roll. If there's one musician you could play with that you haven't had the opportunity to play with, who would it be?
John Lennon.
That's cool.
Tom, listen, we thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to you and Foreigner being here March 1st at the Tivoli Theater. And we can't thank you enough for joining us here, giving us a preview here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Real pleasure. Thank you, David. Thank you, Jay.
All right, Tom, take care. Look forward to your visit here. All right, that is Tom Gimbel with Foreigner joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.